5 seconds of summer, she's kind of hot. And on a Thursday afternoon, it's always a pleasure to welcome Eamon Dowling from Tops at Lifestyle into the studio for the Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week. And today's Wine of the Week is, well, it's a Sauvignon Blanc 2023 by Nitida. Ah, Eamon, what can you tell us about Nitida's Sauvignon Blanc from Durbanville in Cape Town?
Okay, Dave, nice to be here again. This is the 2023. We have the 24 in stock as well, but I think the 23 is slightly different. I think it's 2 years. It's a year older than the 24, so it's settled well in the bottle. It's from Durbanville Hill, or Durbanville, in Cape Town. So it's a beautiful Sauvignon Blanc that I think it's one of the better ones that are out there. There is quite a few out there, but I think I particularly have liked this particular Sauvignon Blanc. There is a lot gone into the making of this wine. We had Etienne New last year with us on the radio. We did one of his other wines, but he's the winemaker, was the winemaker at Nitida. So this is his last vintage.
He's moved along.
He's gone on to making his own wines now under the Office and Raven range of wines. So they're also exquisite, but he's really meticulous in how he makes his wines. And the vineyards that they use for these, it comes from 23 different vineyards.
Wow.
So they're selected by hand. Everything is done by hand with these sorted, all of the separate tanks, then the eventual blend comes together to make this.
It's quite an undertaking. I mean, 23 different, some might say, well, maybe they just shopped around and, you know, whatever was available, they bought. But it's not like that.
It's not like that at all, no. Not like that at all, Dave. These are actually grown. The vineyards are at the farm, and the wine is made on the farm. Other farms sometimes do buy in grapes, premium grapes from other farms that don't want to use them, or they have excess and they sell it off, and those farmers, those winemakers, then buy them in to make other wine. But in this particular case, no, all comes from the same farm.
Okay,
totally different.
So it's a carefully selected and carefully blended and ultimately in an interesting wine.
Very interesting Sauvignon Blanc.
On the page.
Of course, on the page.
The trick is always, how does it taste?
So why don't we just
open it and have our final splash of the year, because this is our final show in terms of the Tops Wine of the Week. And, well, of course, we're back again in 2025, but I'm just thinking this might be something special for the festive table. There we go. It looks really lovely.
It looks good.
Cheers.
Cheers, Dave.
Sans Javar. In the old country. Beautiful. It has a little bit of a hue to it.
It's slight hue there when you look into the glass. And for the 23, the fruit still predominantly there, right in the nose, Dave.
Oh, it is nice.
Mm.
You know, the problem is, and I say this every week, well, with one or two exceptions, but generally speaking, you have brought in wonderful wines. It's really, it's a delight to be sitting here on a Thursday. It's very difficult, though, to find that awful thing, that constructive criticism, because I'm not a connoisseur. I'm just a guy who likes a good glass of wine.
Very like myself, Dave.
And this is a superb glass of wine.
It is. It is. Acidity, so, no acidity.
What are we talking about? The tasting notes say that walking through a tropical fruit forest on a summer's day, a wave of zesty lemon, guava, and fresh green figs ripples through your senses, while grapefruit leaves a sprinkling of tang on your tongue. So would that be the minerality that one was talking about?
That would be there, Dave. The grapefruit expression characteristic there.
The sprinkling of tang on your tongue. Like holding hands, I love this. The lingering flavors of dried apples and freshly crushed lavender leaves are closely entwined. Isn't it romantic? This versatile wine pairs perfectly with a variety of dishes, our personal favorite being Greek-style squid marinated in lemon, garlic, and olive oil, served alongside a crisp green salad and warm pita bread for dipping into the source. Whether enjoyed in solitary confinement, not in that sense, or with friends, this wine is sure to deliver. Well, I couldn't have said it better. I think it's certainly a poetic take on it.
It was a speech
for
itself.
But it's an enchanting wine. It really is lovely.
I think it's absolutely, for a Sauvignon Blanc that it is brilliant. For somebody that's looking for that older style Sauvignon Blanc, in vintage wise, for a 23, I think it's drinking absolutely perfectly now.
It is so perfect. Good that, in fact, I'm even reluctant to ask you the price, because I have a suspicion that it's going to be, well, it's a premier wine for sure. What is the price?
It's 120 Rand, Dave.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
It's not.
For a wine of this quality, I think that's an absolute steal.
It's a bargain.
So, I wasn't wrong. For your festive table and for the rest of the festive season, if you're a white wine lover or a Sauvignon Blanc fan, this is the one for you, or certainly one of the ones for you at Tops at Lifestyle right now. Natida Sauvignon Blanc 2023. Apparently, there is the 24 varietal available as well.
The 24 vintage is there as well, if you want to do a little comparison with the two. Also very good at 24, but I prefer a little bit older Sauvignon Blanc. So it hasn't got all that the fruit is more concentrated as when you taste this one, Dave.
And that's why Tops at Lifestyle has a reputation and is officially the Tops store of the year, the Tops at Lifestyle, because it is exceptional, and Eamon and his team are there to guide you. That's the point. Not to pressurize you into buying something. Of course, they would love you to, but generally speaking, they want you to be informed and happy with your purchase. And if you have a particular bent, in other words, you prefer this or that, talk to them. They will guide you and they will direct you, and you'll have top-class service at Tops at Lifestyle. Our wine of the week today just happens to be another top of the pops, Natida Sauvignon Blanc from Durbanville in Cape Town. It's an absolute delight, fabulously priced, and there are a number of cases available, but I would imagine it's going to go fast, so don't delay. Get to Tops and enjoy. Eamon, thank you, and a very merry festive Christmas to you.
Yeah, to you too, Dave.
And may the end of the year be a rocker. And of course, 2025, here's to 2025. It's got to be a...
It has to be.
Hopefully, the best is yet to come.
I think so, yeah. I think there's a big improvement we can see out there with everything. I won't say on what particular things, but I'll just say on everything.
I'll go with that.
And I'd like to say a big Merry Christmas and a hearty New Year to all our customers, all our loyal customers out there from Tops at Lifestyle and from Lifestyle Super Spa. That comes from the management from both sides, the Super Spa and from the Tops as well, and from the owners, the Bruce and Paul Rankin.
Well, there it is, to a fabulous end of the year, and we look forward to the year to come with great joy in our hearts. Eamon, bless you. Lovely to have spent a year in your company on a Thursday afternoon.
Thanks, Dave. Look forward
to the year ahead.
Yes, Dave. It's going to be better.
And that was the Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week. It'll be up as a podcast shortly, so you can share the love. The afternoon show continues.